Good morning. We are Salma, Paula, and Margarita. In today's True Crime podcast, we delve into the chilling story of a predator who terrorized the streets of our own city, Santander. A criminal so elusive yet horrifyingly calculated that the city's most vulnerable lived in fear, the old women. This is the story of the Santander elderly killer, known as El Mataviejas.
Santander, April 15th, in 1987. Margarita González, a peaceful old lady, is found dead in her home.
Margarita had been suffocated to such an extent that she swallowed her dentures.
A week later, Carmen González is found dead in her home. It's a similar murder, clean, no fingertips, and an elderly woman. In the following months, multiple old ladies are found dead in her apartment, some of them naked.
The city's police was baffled. No fingerprints, no witnesses, no clear motive. The killer was careful, almost ritualistic. His crime scene was premeditated, perfectly calculated.
Local residents grew anxious. Families installed locks, alarms, and even cameras, but the killer seemed always one step ahead. Fear became a constant companion. Friends and neighbors were whispering warnings. Lock your doors, never answer strangers. But Santander became a dangerous town for the old ladies.
But finally, all suspicions focused on a single suspect, José Antonio Rodríguez Vega.
He was a German 30-year-old, described by many as kind and attentive.
Despite his good reputation, Antonio already had a criminal record. At just 21, he had sexually assaulted several women and was arrested and sentenced to 27 years in prison.
However, thanks to his charm, he managed to get all but one of the women he assaulted to forgive him. Under the penal code of the time, forgiveness from the victim could absolve the perpetrator of guilt in certain crimes.
This, combined with his good behavior in prison, led to his release after 80 years. He completely rebuilt his life. He married, had a job, and was considered a well-mannered man and a good husband. No one suspected that he was the one murdering and raping those elderly women.
He was arrested the 19th of May of 1988 while walking along Côte de la Torre Street. He was accused of murdering 16 elderly women, and after his arrest, he confessed to his crimes.
When his statements to the police were revealed, psychoanalysts declared that he did not suffer from any mental diseases, but he did exhibit psychopathic personality traits. Emotional coldness, no empathy or remorse were among the most striking aspects of his confession to his ruthless crimes. Some psychiatrists even labeled him as a mad psychopath who knows what he's doing, but he doesn't feel it.
But the most terrible thing the murderer declared was that he thought about his mother and his mother-in-law when he committed those horrible acts, and he even said that all men have at some point felt a desire to rape their mother.
José Antonio was sent to the prison in Salamanca. 2 days later, something unexpected happened. A prisoner known as El Zanahorio, along with two companions, knocked him unconscious by hitting him with a rock and then stabbed him 113 times, killing him.
A horrid end for a horrid criminal.
This was the story of José Antonio Rodríguez Vega, El Mataviejas. Do not open the door. Never.